are evil.
And in Timinian nom and none of pay me ba abetomofu, not be baba catch them say. Mama yeshi.
So this morning, my brethren, I'm here to advise you for us to be careful. Because the times that we are in are evil and we shouldn't gamble with our faith.
You may
think that it is peaceful over here and so you may play games with things.
And in the Bible said, and then you
the things that the Bible have said, mentioned, that has to happen in the end times, they have already taken place.
Compassion.
He said that in the end, we will hear of wars and rumors of wars. There will be wickedness. People will not have compassion for each other. Many things are happening in the world these days. Now, when you go to Ghana, you see child trafficking, people are killing each other. These are all pointing to the fact that we are in the end times, and we as Christians, we have to be vigilant. This is why the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesian church, that they should be careful. Because the world is coming to an end. So he was advising them that they should be careful in the way they lead their lives. They shouldn't be people who are unwise,
but
they should walk circumspectly. That any opportunity they get, they shouldn't play games with it because we are in the end times. And that's why we have to listen to the word of God. And so we shouldn't be drunkards, or we shouldn't be drinking alcohol. It brings debauchery, it brings all forms of bad things. And so Paul is admonishing us that we should walk and be full of the Spirit because we are in the end times. That if you don't walk in the Spirit in the end times, and Jesus appears, or death comes your way, what are you going to do?
Because
on the day of judgment, or on the day Jesus comes, on the day of the rapture,
you'll be raptured or not.
The things that you do now will determine whether you'll be raptured on that day or not. And the Holy Spirit is talking to me that, Pastor, why shouldn't you preach in English? Is it because of fear?
Because
you flow more than speaking in Chi.
I sense in my spirit. Hello.
Hi.
Onyankopo enhyiramo.
God bless you.
From this passage.
And so I have three things that I want to share with you from this passage.
Christians should be careful.
The first thing I want to share with you is that Christians should be careful. And so first of all, Christians, you have to be careful. Because the times that we are in, they are evil. And that's why we have to be very careful in our Christian walk. And not play games with
things.
Sometimes when we come to church, it's as though we are coming to do the pastor a favor. That makes the job of ministry very difficult. I come to you in the message of God begging with you that do all you can to help
pastor.
Because his vision and his purpose is, and his heart desire is that in future, if Jesus appears, all of you will be raptured or will come with him. If the servant of God goes to heaven in future and he doesn't see some of you, it will be a sad thing.
Because at the bottom, they say, prepare any sincere or sincere meaning, say you can make heaven.
His purpose, his objective, and all the preparations he's doing with you is so that you make it to heaven. And so let us be very careful.
And who can kind First John chapter 2 verse 15?
And so when you read First John chapter 2 verse
15,
he said, let us not love the world or the things in the world.
Bible says, because
those who love the world and the things in the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because the things of this world is quickly passing away. And so let us set our affections and our hearts on things above.
And
things above, that is the place where moth and thieves and any, all these animals that destroys are not there. And where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart will always also be. I don't know where your heart is. Is your heart in heaven? Or your heart is in Canada here? You think this place is a comfort zone for you?
No.
Yes, yesterday I heard that two kids have been killed. Should this place be a place where we find it so comfortable to live? So let us not allow the things of the world to pull us back away from Christ. The lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. And let us shy away from the appearance of evil. He said, just as the days of Noah was, so will our days be. People were getting married, people were giving their children to marry, people were excited about life. So will our times be. I have heard that this coming summer people are going to really have fun. It's sad that I wouldn't have that opportunity to have that fun because I will be gone. I wanted to stay here to enjoy the summer because the cold really affected my bones. May God bless all of you. So let us be wise. Let us be like the ten. Bible says that five were wise, five were foolish. When the groom tarried, five of them who took the lamp, the light, they also took oil with it. So when the groom delayed, and eventually he came, and when he was coming, so the five who didn't take extra oil, because the groom tarried, their oil ran out, their lamps was going out, and they went to the five who were wise, asking them to give them, borrow them extra oil, and they didn't give them. They were not wise, so let us be wise. The second thing I want to share with you is
making the most use of every opportunity.
This morning, I want to tell you that you have so many opportunities. Yes, we know that the times that we are in, they are times of evil. But yet, you have the opportunity to give yourself to God. You have the opportunity to repent if you haven't. Because Jesus hasn't come yet. So the opportunity is there. What are you doing? Because in no time he will appear. But the opportunity is there. You haven't died yet. So you can do something about your situation. You can go to heaven. You didn't like it, so you didn't clap. Those of you who are listening, you have the opportunity to go to heaven. And so this morning, there is that opportunity. So if you haven't given yourself to the Lord, then do your best to do so. Doesn't matter how many times or how long you have been in church.
You need repentance.
Some of you have been to church for so long, but yet you haven't really repented. And so let's do our possible best to walk in repentance.
Amen.
Amen.
The
Bible says that Jesus had an opportunity.
Okay, can John chapter 4 verse 7 go in?
When you read John chapter 4 verse 7,
Jesus Christ enya kwanya eche nyankopa asem ani oba Samaritan ni eche nyankopa asem.
Jesus had the opportunity to share the gospel with a Samaritan woman.
And you also kwanya se unso oni nkrofu afoforo beche nyankopa asem.
And so you too, you have the opportunity to share the gospel
now,
with others.
Na wachu omaba unyamifie.
To draw them to the house of God.
Because of penny mama to say mutim for the year is to win soul for Christ.
Because our senior pastor told me that your theme for this year is to seek for souls for Christ.
But Ghana, dear, your theme was our holiness, bearing the fruit of the Spirit.
Now, in Ghana, Sons our theme is to bear the fruit of the Spirit. That's yes, Suaba.
And then the theme was Sons of God, Ghana, ye kasa afahu.
And that is the theme that we are using in Ghana.
And in the uwa kwenye se uso kwenye miyase mchisa fufro.
And so you too, you have the opportunity to share the word of God with others. Jesus had that opportunity and he never played games with
him.
And so many of you, there are so many people in Canada who don't know God. There are so many people at your workplaces who have been giving their lives to Jesus yet. And what are you doing about this? It is a great opportunity for you. You have a great opportunity. You have that opportunity to share the gospel with them at that place.
And
to
Jesus Christ,
and Jesus never played with it.
And to Jesus Christ,
Jesus took that opportunity. When he saw that woman, when the woman was coming to fetch water, and Jesus intentionally asked her for
water.
It was an opportunity for Jesus to share the gospel with the woman. That's why he used that strategy. I have seen that you have your strategy or your ways of drawing souls into the kingdom. Last time when I came to one of the leaders said, Pastor, let me show you something. This is the way, the strategy that we use in drawing souls into the kingdom. I was very happy. Because in Ghana, it's not like that. And this place, I know winning the souls is not that easy. And so, Pastor, God bless you. And God make you great. And so the Bible says that Jesus shared the word of God with the woman. Jesus told the woman so many secrets. The woman was marveled. Jesus told her that. Be sure not to tell anybody. All the things I've told you. And the Bible says that the woman, when she went away, she didn't keep quiet. She shared with others that I have seen a man. She has told me all about me. And so the woman went to wait. And so me and you, we have that opportunity.
And it make every opportunity, make it useful.
So don't play games with that opportunity.
You have the opportunity. You have the opportunity to support the work of God. You have
the opportunity to use your resources, your finances to help the work of God. Let's use money to support the work. It is an opportunity. A time is coming that you would wish that you help the work of God. But you will not have that opportunity. The Bible says that a woman had that opportunity. She contributed. She used quite an amount of money to buy a precious ointment, perfume. She used her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus. And she used the oil to rub the feet of Jesus. And people started criticizing. People were saying, we have the poor among us. Why don't we use this money to help the poor? And you are using this money to help Jesus. And Jesus said, you don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are talking about. The poor will always be among us. But Jesus, you never have them always. It is an opportunity for you to help the work of God. It is a privilege for you to use your resources to help the work of God. And your toil will never be in vain. My last point I want to share with you.
As we need to be filled in the spirit.
We
need to be in the spirit. Because the days are evil.
Because we are in the end times. And we don't know when Jesus is coming. If we are not full in the spirit. And Jesus comes. I have already said. The day Jesus will appear, whatever you are doing at that particular time will determine whether you will make it to heaven or not. If Jesus comes and you are not walking in the spirit, how are you going to be raptured?
Because we need to be raptured.
We need, I say, we have to be raptured.
And it is our banana.
So when he comes and you are drunk, how is he going to rapture a drunkard? Because you are not in the spirit. Because the spirit is not in you. And so you have to walk in the spirit in this end time. This morning I'm begging with you. It is my prayer that you will be people walking in the spirit. If you walk in the spirit, I love my Father so much. It will be very, the work will be very easy for him. The leaders too. It will be easy for them. But if we are not people walking in the spirit, and we are not full of the Holy Ghost, we will create problems. We will create confusion. When you do that, God will not bless you. When you do that, you will not see the power of God. When you do that, you will not see the presence of God. If you do that, you will not go to heaven. And so I'm begging with you, let us be full. People who are full of, who are walking in the spirit, you see how they do their things. When we are doing everything or anything, they get themselves involved.
They're calling for prayer meeting.
When we call for a prayer meeting, they show up. Everything the pastor calls for us to do, they get themselves involved. Because they are people walking in the spirit. Because they are full of the spirit. And so I'm pleading with you that we will be people walking in the spirit. When you read the scriptures,
the gospel according to John chapter 4.
When you read John chapter 4.
Verse 24.
He said, God is a spirit.
And
so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I don't know how you worship your God. Are you worshiping your God in spirit and in truth? I'm begging with you. Let us be full and walk in the spirit. Let us be full of the Holy Ghost. That all will see that we are full of the Spirit. Sometimes you may not go out to witness. But people will follow you to church. Now you have to be somebody who is walking in the Spirit. May God bless you this morning. Let us not be like the Jehovah Witness. One time, one of them came to my uncle's house. They were two. And we were having a conversation. And I told them that they have the Great Commission.
Because them said, when Jesus was going to heaven, that's the commission that he left for us.
And me catch them say, "Bra, Jesus, El Kosoro, na nuni asedi a odija yen."
And so they were doing it.
Now, oh my,
me catch them when they are.
And the moment I said that, they were very happy.
And I mean, they were cross through yesterday and sign.
And then I put this one across that. What about
drinking?
And they told me that, why did God create alcohol? God created alcohol so that men would drink it. They were sharing the gospel. But they were drunk. And those of us who claim we are full of the Spirit, we don't also go out there to witness.
That is the problem that we have.
That is our problem now. This morning, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May God bless His word. May God make you greater. Because we are in the end time. So do not be deceived. Because eventually God will come. We don't know when He will come.
The Bible says,
Eradia Sam say,
one day is 1,000 years before God.
1,000 years
is one day before the Lord.
And I fear Pim say Eradia Niso Dako.
And so whatever the case may be.
And he said there to be anything here.
Jesus Christ will one day come.
Yes, Obeba.
And when Jesus Christ didn't come,
now say yes, Maya.
What is death?
Oh, anything.
Death too is inevitable.
Oh, we are there. We'll be seeing who can any.
Whether you like it or not.
Say upe, say umpe.
You can die.
Obe to me, ewu.
You can go.
Obe to me, ako.
But it is not my prayer that nobody will go in this house.
Now,
we are too young.
I prophesy over your life. You will be here for very long. In my church, by the grace of God, people don't normally die. The gift that God has given me is the gift of healing. And so people don't die. I seldom bury people. God make you greater. This morning, maybe you are here, but you haven't given your life to Jesus, or you haven't repented. I want to plead with you that you will stand up. That you will take Jesus as your personal savior. Don't be shy. Raise your hand wherever you are. That I will pray with you. Because you need it. It's not a game.
We enye ni wo semu.
This is not something.
So open heaven akono.
Going to heaven is not something you feel
na,
shy
obe,
about.
Na, no.
And taking the step to give your life to Jesus.
Na obe ko heaven no.
To go to heaven.
Ene wudi di agro.
And you are afraid and you are shy and you are playing with it.
Me de radi ase.
Thank God.
Se ya hadi.
That this place.
Obi afa Christo ye.
That all of you have taken Jesus.
Ya mi nsa osofu peni.
May God bless our pastor.
Ya mi nsa osa asaf mame.
May God anoint
our
lady pastor. May the Lord does their heart desire for them. Whatever God you are looking for, I ask of the Lord that He will grant it to you. That your joy may be complete. That you continue to do the work of God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's clap our hands and let's pray for Pastor. We'll pray for the church, Mighty Rock, Assembly of God. Pray that the Spirit of God will continue to work. In the absence of the pastor, pray that the church will continue to grow, thrive. So lift up your voice and give God praise and give Him thanks. Let's pray the anointing of God upon his life. In the precious name of Jesus.
My God,
pray for the family. In the name of Jesus. Pray for the church family. Lord God Almighty, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord God. Lord, we thank you and bless you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for using your servant to remind us that the days are evil. We have to be wise. We have to be filled. Lord, we pray that you will help us to do just that. We continue to pray that, Lord, you will anoint him. You will fill him with your fullness. We continue to guide and direct him. Lord Almighty, we pray that you will provide a meeting at the point of his need. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
This is the beauty of the assemblies of God. You know, I tell people say, after assemblies of God, when you are in the village. But the point is that God will have to call you to a group of people. Now, if God doesn't call you and you go by yourself, you will struggle. Whether it is in a village or it's in Canada. Now, if you force yourself and come to Canada and become a pastor, you will struggle. But when God brings you, He will grant you the grace. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Paul tells Timothy that God gives you his purpose and grace. So when you find the purpose of God, you have the grace alongside. May that be your portion. May that be your portion. Now it doesn't just work in the ministry. It works everywhere. Now if you identify that your purpose, the purpose that God has given to you, is for you to sell cars. All right? You identify, God will give you the grace to do it. Are you getting the point? But if you look at people doing it and you want to also do some, and it's not your calling, you will struggle. Lift up your right hand, wave it, and thank God for your life this morning. Thank God for your life this morning. Bless the name of the Lord for your life this morning.
Thank you for your time. We pray that this message will continue to be a blessing in your life. Please visit us at livingwordag.org or whenever you are in the Greater Toronto Area, Ontario, Canada. This podcast is made possible through your generous donations. God bless you and keep you. Join us again soon.